And let's pray the congregational prayer. Lord, we come this day having seen the miracles of everyday creation in our world. We have enjoyed both the bright sunshine and the gentle rains. We have marveled over the beauty of flowers and the complexity of your creation. Make our hearts ready to receive your word for us, that we may go forth from this place, ready to joyfully serve you all of our days. Amen. It's time for the nurture teams to come forward to present the graduates this year and last year.
We had several family members of our church family who graduated last year who we didn't get to celebrate because of the pandemic. Our 2020 college graduates include Jennifer Kofer, daughter of Trudy Kofer, who graduated from University of Lynchburg with her Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. The Peak Quads, children of Mark and Lila Peak. Mark Jr. graduated from BMI with a degree in history. Anderson graduated from Virginia Tech, go Hokies, with a degree in history. Lillian graduated from Roanoke College with a degree in education and professional studies, while John graduated from Virginia Tech, another go Hokie, with a degree in foreign languages. Stephen Wesley Smallshaw, son of our Stephen Mary, graduated with a degree from sports management from the University of Lynchburg. Dr. Robert Clayton Patterson, grandson of Marge Wilson, graduated from Wake Forest Medical School. Julie Vartain, granddaughter of Bill and Ida Powell, graduated from Anne Arundel Community College. And then our high school graduates. Rachel Elizabeth Dudley is the daughter of Virginia Seville, and she graduated from Temple Baptist School. Bunny Heyman, granddaughter of Alex Toxaros, graduated from Friendship High School. Katie Patoko, granddaughter of Sue Pitts, graduated from Byrd High School. And Michael J.W. Vartain, grandson of Bill and Ida Powell, graduated from Mount St. Joseph High School.
Our 2021 graduates this year, thank you, Susan. From college, Jessica Danielle Dudley, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Danny Dudley, granddaughter of Virginia Seville, has graduated from the University of Lynchburg with a major in psychology and a minor in English. Lauren Peak, so the last of the five, graduated from Virginia Tech.
Go Hokies.
In May. Charles Edward Smallshaw, who we will hear from in a little bit, the son of Steve and Mary Smallshaw, has graduated from Heritage High School and the Central Virginia Governor's School. We also have two educators who have graduated from their tasks, and they include Karen Bell, who has graduated from the Lynchburg City School System, where she served for 45 years as an educator. She began teaching when she was 8. And Rob Beard, who is now graduating from Brookville High School, who served the school systems for 38 years. If any of our graduates or their families, are here, if you would rise so we can offer a praise Thanksgiving in the form of applause. Congratulations to everyone. And now our church council chair, Denise Bryson, will come and lead a litany.
That's a lot of education in our building. We are gathered together to celebrate the accomplishments of members of our community. One part of your life's journey is complete. You will prepare to begin another phase that will take you to unimaginable places. As you prepare for your next journey, we hope that you remember the ones that you leave behind, who have loved and supported you throughout the years.
We could give you blessings of goodwill and love as you journey forth into the world. We thank you for the laughter and fellowship that you have shared with us, and pray that as you begin your next journey, remember the times that we all have shared with you.
Use those memories as a beacon to guide you on your path. Don't look back. Continue only forward while using those memories to create a new path.
We pray that God will give you strength and determination to develop new relationships that will help strengthen and sustain your faith.
Because we are made in the image of God, we have been blessed with free will to make choices and decisions.
We pray that you make wise.
At this time, I am excited to welcome Charlie Smallshaw.
All right, well, so as most of you know, I just graduated from Heritage High School, per the announcement. I'll be attending Christopher Newport University, and that's out in Newport News, about 3.5 hours ago, 3.5 hours away. So I'll be kind of close, but also close enough where my mom will kind of miss me. So I'm sure she'll miss me having me at home, but not me eating all the food. But So ever since I started school, or just like as long as I can remember, church has always been a part of my education. So after a long week of school, on the weekends I'd go to church Sunday morning, and that wasn't always the easiest thing as a kid waking up at 9 o'clock on a weekend. But I made it through, and so even after the school year during the summer, always during the first week of summer, I'd go to vacation Bible school, and do whatever that would await for me. And so that was always something I looked forward to as I progressed through my education, something that I found strength in. But then, obviously, I think we all know that COVID really put a gap in our connection with the church as well as mine. And so, but just like as Christians always do, we found a way to stay together and become one in times of in trying times. So I'm sure many of you saw my the odd appearance in like a children's sermon or a scripture reading video, and even just coming here to mow the lawn on the grounds. It's really helped me feel connected during a tough senior year. It definitely wasn't easy for any of us, but I think we all made it through, and I'm happy. And I just want to express my gratitude to all of you for helping me through my education. I want to thank Pastor Michelle for being so perseverant in these times and making sure that everyone stays connected, even when we're all at home staring through the computer. And I just want to say that the church has really opened my mind to new possibilities. So I just want to, like, freshman year, after freshman year in the summer, I went to a faith and science camp and called Convergence at Randolph-Macon. That really just opened my mind to so many more possibilities and made so many new friends. You guys have all been friends that I can talk to and confide in or just spend a day at the river with. And then finally, best of all, I can brag to everyone and my friends that I'm a fantasy football champion for finally. So I just want to say a huge thank you to you all for being a part of my life and continuing to be a part of my life in the future.
We are so proud of you. I would like to give blessings for our graduates. Let us pray. Before you were even formed, God knew you. While in your mother's womb, God named you. At your birth, God's breath filled you with life. Today, we celebrate what you have become at this moment in time. And so we pray. God of our beginnings, we thank you for the gift of these graduates, their excitement, their awesome wonders and curiosity, their open speech and encouraging words. Their contributions have blessed and challenged us, and we have become a richer and more diverse community because of them. As they step forward into the world that awaits, comfort their fears with the full knowledge of your divine presence. Strengthen their resolve to walk in the footsteps of Jesus as modern-day disciples in a world that needs their spirit. Guide their feet as they move through life, protecting them from the pitfalls of darkness, while they help to lead future generations into the warmth and promise of your light. We ask these blessings upon each of them wherever they are now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now it's time for to lift our offerings to God.